Hope y'all had fun as we did. Good night.
Okay, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and it's just after 5 o'clock. It's Sunday, and it's Chips with Everything, the British music show, with me, your host, Quentin, and my buddy, Dave.
Hey, hey, everybody.
How's it going, Squire?
Well, let's just say Chips with Everything today includes malice, bile, both of them aforethought. I'm just, you know, if you're breathing, you're bad.
That's Captain Bringdown is in the house. And are you going to, like, bring your shout of rage down upon humanity today?
I'm going to read from the Book of Buzzkill, chapters 3 through 7, man.
Sweet deal, sweet deal. As normal, we play British music and hits from the UK.
Yeah, and I'm sure, despite my best efforts, you'll have a good time because Quentin's picked out a real beautiful selection. What do you got? What was that?
We're going for a loose format right now.
Good.
Our opening number, the theme song of our show,
yeah,
some would
say.
That's Tony Newman and Let the Good Times Roll. What else?
Thanks, man.
What else? You recognize the tune?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Maybe today we're going to be playing the likes of requests from listeners.
Yep.
Which we are asking for today because we're keeping a list, man.
Mm-hmm.
604-822-2487 if you want to request. Otherwise, we'll be playing things like The School of the Seven Bells, maybe some Late of the Pier, and the CanCon entrant by Ben Sinister, an album I think is quite good.
Looser than a South Carolina pig farmer's bowels on his first trip to Mexico.
Time of day?
Oh, clearly. 1:30 p.m.
Okay. okay.
Mama, 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 mama.
Were they playing anything like this at that thing on Saturday?
Friday night.
Oh, Friday?
Yeah, Mark Farina. The first thing I don't like about him is his name is also a kind of, you know, cornflower.
Yeah, that's true. So the giveaway. But
Yeah.
Is that bad?
Well, it, you know.
The flower comparison stuck?
He was hard to swallow. Don't get me wrong, I had an amazing time, and he's very, very good at what he does, but the whole thing about being in a place like the Commodore, if you're going to be doing a live DJ thing, what is it, jazz house, you might call it, I guess, and everyone
that
there...
sounds bad.
And everyone is there, I don't know, he's been there for 20 years.
You've got to think of a new name for this genre. Jazz house is just hideous.
Yeah, well, that's what Rebecca called.
Oh, Rebecca!
From Liverpool called it, right? So there you go.
Right, fair enough.
Everyone's off their tits and so stoked, and it's the Commodore, one of the easiest places to have a good time, right?
Right.
And all that a DJ does is feed off the energy of the audience or the group and the tribal thing back and forth, it becomes this live party. He's not there to do anything else. He's not there to be an artist, right? He's supposed to do this. And he just wasn't there, man.
They weren't feeling it, or he wasn't feeling it from them.
And therefore it didn't have that wonderful back and forth relationship. But the guy before him, who I can't remember the guy's name, it's too bad. Nordic Tracks is the label. Excellent label, right? Actually. And so
it was good. Yeah, but it was good. That was good. And 4 out of 10.
No. A 7 out of 10. But I was hoping for over this, and I was totally prepared. I had 10 people with me, all of them 10 years younger than me, right?
Were you dressed fabulous?
Actually, I don't know. I didn't think I was, but compared to a lot of the people,
I know the Commodore's such a downer. Yeah, sometimes everyone's standing around in their jeans.
I mean, I was the only old guy wearing. All I was wearing was like these tuxedo pants I got at Club Monaco, dirt cheap years ago.
Right,
and this beautiful butter yellow tuxedo shirt with huge Liberace ruffles, Tom Jones ruffles on the front, and these big chunky.
This sounds like a perfect jazz house outfit, man. I know. Did you have any accessories?
Well, geez, it might as well have been at Bar None Alternative Night or something.
Really? Is that exciting?
I mean, alternative meaning alternative dress, not alternative music. Yeah, it was. I was disappointed. And the other thing is, as a 42-year-old man, I don't like going to a electronic event when the average age is 28, 29, 30.
Yeah, too late.
And maybe 58% male.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
So, oh, geez. Say no more. You should have said that right at the top.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's one thing that pisses me off.
Okay. Before that, we listened to, before we talked, that is, we were listening to John's Children.
Yeah.
Which was that from 1967.
No. What about that stuff is maybe we're listening to you right now?
Top of the show?
Oh, no, this right stuff? Now. Is that the stuff when you faded us in?
Yeah.
Okay. This would have been good. Who are these guys?
I'm not sure. I have to go check the record.
Okay. All right.
You shouldn't put one on one spot like that.
Oh, sorry. But, okay. Can you just can we just turn it just for a sec?
Okay.
Let's listen to this for a sec.
Would that have been better?
Oh, yeah. That would have been so much better than what I had to put up with, I got to tell you. And don't forget, I was extremely happy, right? Having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time.
Naturally, yeah.
You know, OMT, as I said
before. That's the Commodore effect for you.
Oh, it's the
It was a wonderful time.
Oh, because, you know, I was wandering, and then you'd meet people you hadn't seen in a whole 25 minutes after dancing or going for a drink or both. And smoking joints, you know, people were smoking joints in the middle of the floor as they do there, you know, not accessibly. It was great. I would have danced my ass off to Chrome Hoof.
Oh,
way more happily than to DJ Mark Farina.
And I've never seen Chrome Hoof performing.
No.
But, you know, from what I've read, I'm hoping they're going to be like the funk disco metal version of the Butthole Surfers in their heyday. So maybe one day they'll come to town.
Yeah, I would go to them. And then the other ones that you played before that I really like is Wizard, man. Over the time.
We're both big Wizard fans.
Yeah.
Oh, they actually are called the Wizard sometimes.
Yeah. So what you should do, I think, is the main thing I would say is get on your computer. Have you ever heard of those? Get on there and
go to YouTube.
You're
going to see these guys.
You got to see them.
They're classic.
All I'm going to say.
Early 70s, filling around on stage, crazy costumes.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's
face paint.
Cheaper than pellet gun fights.
The only bands I really like are the ones who could credibly call a live album in their ridiculous glory.
Yes.
So it would be Chrome Hoof in all their ridiculous glory.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Wizard in all their ridiculous glory. Those work. Oasis in all their ridiculous glory.
Oh,
no.
I like that.
No, they have no ridiculous glory.
He got fired from his job in all his ridiculous glory. Like, you want everything, right? He then had sex.
If it's not in ridiculous glory, I don't want to hear about it, essentially.
Yeah.
Before that was the Fizz Bombs, a short-lived Edinburgh band of the 80s. And one of the reasons that they split up was because two of the members left to rejoin a reformed version of the Shop Assistants. That's about as far as their entry goes in Wikipedia. Mm. They're a bit of a footnote. Two singles only. Mm-hmm. That was one of them called Surf Around.
Yeah, it was all right. It was no worse. You know what? It was no worse than buttering up a piece of toast, having it hit the floor butter side up. It was no worse than that.
True. It's 28 minutes past 5. We'll have the weather forecast after the next blast.
Yep. There's stuff going on in the city.
Are you going to report on that?
Yeah, I think I should.
Go for it.
You know, but before I do, I got to say something. I'm sorry. I just got to say, you know, another thing I'm really down about is doing the show today, because listening to the music we're listening to now, it reminds me of all the shitty music I listened to when I was young. If I would have heard Wizard, like, what are they from? You were saying that it was like 72, 73?
They were around, yeah. They existed in your there was probably records around.
So 74.
None of your brothers liked Wizard?
That's all it took. So my oldest brother was like 15, right? So if you would have been into Wizard.
Instead, he was into what? Triumph and Winger?
Yeah, and let's see, Meatloaf. And a few anomalies.
Nothing wrong with that.
Like Joe Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
But keep in mind, this is Port Coquitlam, so even Joe Jackson was a bit weird. Have my brother listening to sort of bopping jazz, sort of ding, 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 you know, that sort of, not ska, but sort of that offbeat bass thing, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Some jazz elements, yeah.
That's hilarious, man.
Let's see.
I don't know what Joe Jackson's deal is, but, you know, he only had a couple of flash in the pan hits in the UK, and then it was gone.
Yeah.
And then come to Canada, and people are still talking about him years later.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember the one, what was it, Back in Black. It had Black Shoes or White Shoes. I can't remember even the name of the album. But I saw that one, right?
Remember that cover.
You know, like, Look Sharp.
Look Sharp. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that was the one great. Your brother had.
Yeah.
Next song, we'll play that for your brother. Dan?
Rick. The one I shared a bedroom with. Which also pissed me off, because I never had my own fucking bedroom until I was 14 years old.
God, that's hellish, man.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, and I lost my job.
That's true.
Yeah, and what else?
Mark Farina.
Yeah. Well, primarily Mark Farina. Oh, yeah, and maybe, just maybe, E doesn't make you feel good. T 2 days after you've taken it.
Mm. I got the CD in my hand by the Tough Alliance, and I know they've been around for a couple of years. I know I've played a track of theirs about 18 months or 2 years ago, but I guess the CD's just out. It's called A New Chance.
It's another thing that pisses me off.
What?
You know, there's no cure. There's no cure for an e-hangover. It's a conspiracy, and you know it.
Between us was the same. Seems fair, a fair to spicy.
Off they go. There they are. See them later.
Yeah, man.
Give them a call. That's Ben Sinister. Local boys from here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what from here means.
Yeah,
because when you hear that music,
there's a huge difference between Poco, Burnaby, Surrey. But
Poco is not just a kind of mythical land to me. It's an active part of my life.
Right.
And right. I would say that's Poco rock.
Yeah.
You think so?
Poke rock.
Come on. Poke rock?
Poke rock.
The CD is entitled Stories of Brothers, Tales of Lovers.
And yeah, it was good.
I don't like their look, but you know, other than that, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean,
they need swords.
I was definitely in the right... I was definitely in the right mood for that, but if I wasn't in the right mood for it, I'm not. You know, that was.
Was it better than what you heard on Friday?
Quality wise, and again, like the guy.
Okay, let's not return there.
He's a decent person, I'm sure. But oh, you know the other thing that pissed me off. Somebody said I looked like him, and the reason that pissed me off because they said that at the beginning of the show, right? And the guy doesn't look that. He's like this vaguely middle aged, whatever. And then at the end of the show, I thought, oh shit, what if after that show, somebody who's all tripped out, you know, just coming down, maybe even cranky because they stopped early, you know, they see me and they think I'm the guy that played that, did that in that beautiful, beautiful music hall where people have been dancing. There was tea dances in the 20s in that place.
Being mistaken for a knobhead DJ, that is pretty bad, actually.
Yeah. I would rather have been drunk on gin fizzes and dancing with Ms. Perigrew, or the fuck you did it, the Commodore 1926. That would have been better music.
Dance cards and stuff,
yeah.
Right? Anyway, before that, it was Martha Wainwright who cropped up on this CD, and it seems to be by Norman Cook and his pals, Fat Boy Slim.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess nobody wants to hear Fat Boy Slim, so now he's back under the name The BPA, and there's lots of guests on this CD. Dizzy Rascal and
stuff.
Wait
a second. What's Iggy wrong with Pop. That? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong with that.
Fat Boy Slim's fantastic.
Of course he is.
Jesus.
Of course he is. But maybe the name isn't commercially viable at this point in history right now.
Why, did he whack somebody? Is he a bad person?
No, like many dance acts have got an interesting sixth album.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
There's history here.
Oh, okay.
But,
I hate that racist fucking music industry, man. That's another thing I hate.
His real name is Quentin.
Yeah, that's right. And another little known fact about him, he's actually part Portuguese.
Is he?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, I would, but I'm going to change subjects on you to the Doves.
Oh, yeah, they're coming up. Yeah. Okay, here's Community. You're going to do your bit for the community. Tell us what's happening
in
the city.
Okay, what do you like about the Doves? Because I don't know
the
these
Doves,
guys.
I saw them once before, actually. They played here in town.
Yeah.
The Strokes were the opening band, and they were totally good. And then
Doves
came on, and they were fine.
Oh, the Strokes were...
That's my memory.
The one time I ever saw the Strokes, they were outstanding. It was a long, long, long time ago. It was awesome. Yeah.
This was at Dicks on Dicks.
Yeah, you know that?
Where are they playing this time?
Only the Commodore.
Date?
May 21st. Actually.
Price $7.85 for a pint of pissy lager.
Oh, that's another thing that pissed me off, right? I go there. The deal is, oh, come on, Dave, you've got to come. It's going to be great. You fucking have it. Right? So I do. And don't worry, I'll get you a half price ticket. And I don't get that. Right?
Yeah, you don't get the half price ticket.
Oh, man. Right? Yeah. So I end up paying full price. Oh, don't worry, I'll buy you drinks. And where is she? And I can tell you, $16 pre-tip. And, you're feeling beneficial. You're feeling positive. So you're paying like $18, let's say.
And not reassuringly expensive.
No.
This is not pretty good.
No, because you get a Corona and a pint of, not a true pint, right? Not a 20-ounce proper, imperial pint. Of Heineken,
yummy Heineken.
Oh, yeah, and another thing that you want to and I'll tell you, here's something: Doves tickets, right? $32.50, right? Plus the usual, another $10 in the bum. But what about this?
I've got a better gig. Okay, and this is from memory, right?
Good.
May the 31st. No, I guess March the 31st at the Biltmore. Stereo good. Total, the kind of European dance pop group. They're fun.
Yeah.
And Lisa and the Lies, I think is how you pronounce it. Or Leslie and the Lies.
Good.
She's that woman from the internet who's got like the huge collection of jumpers covered with appliques. She looks really bizarre.
Oh.
And she's got a rap group. She's famous on the internet.
Wait a second. What's she called?
Leslie something.
All right.
Highly entertaining. So I'm going to be going to that one.
Well, I'm definitely going to YouTube. That's where I'm going, man.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of them.
You never heard of her?
No. Well, you know me. I'm selective.
You got an eye something. You got one of those eye things.
I don't touch my eye. My mother told me, don't touch your eye unless you've washed your hands.
Right,
I see. You know, she's very particular about this.
I know, your mother puts stuff on my Facebook page all the time, man.
Oh, God. Your mother puts stuff on my Facebook. Oh, dear. So here's something that pisses me off. U2, I'm just going to read this, iconic Irish rock group, with or without you in quotes, won New Year's Day. Yeah, in case you didn't know that they did all these big...
they did one song.
You know, what? Yeah, they did three songs in their entire history. That's it. Yeah, that's what U2 did. That's so annoying. And then October 20th at BC Place, shithole. Only an asshole like Bono, whatever, would go there to do a show because it sucks. The sound's shit. And then, and this is what really pisses me off, ticket info TBA. To be assessed out of your flesh.
It's true. It's true.
God.
Don't go to that.
No. But what was the one you said, though? It's March
30. March 31st at the Biltmore. That'll be a jam.
Awesome place.
Okay, let's listen this to the Transmitters. And I don't know what this is. It's like a homemade cover, like home-burned disc. But anyway, they are a band. And four tracks on here. So I guess it's an EP or something.
All right, let's hear all four.
Track four is called Who's Gonna Tell Mary, and we haven't listened to it, but I'm hoping it's going to be the song that was, I think, done by the Moondogs.
Wait, what's a Moondog?
The Moondog was, I think this is I don't know, I'm searching the recesses of my memory.
Yeah?
I should have checked this beforehand.
But anyway, it was like a corn dog, you know, it's kind of like food, a moon cake.
Finally find the time to come to the door. get to know you.
I gotta say, I think this is the most enjoyable Franz Ferdinand album that they've had yet.
How would you describe that kind of that? Well, the style, it's sort of
it's in the Franz Ferdinand style, is what I'd call it.
But it was more, I don't know, it's more funkier, right?
It is. They are funkier. They got this brilliant bass stuff, bass lines, and things going on right now. Anyway, not bad.
Yeah,
you know,
and there was, let's see, else was there's the Transmitters who
we started with the Transmitters,
and I was sitting here listening, of course, as always, not knowing what the music is, and I thought, I like the drums, man, cause they, you know, they're moving along, and then you told me that the Transmitters, and of course, our man Bryce is actually is the drummer,
programming, and then, like czar of
here.
CITR. So here is the drummer of this band.
So this isn't a bum lick or anything out to Bryce, but that was fucking great. And the
it's the best band he's been in. Not to disparage
the other ones,
in my useless opinion.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Come on. But you know, great. That was great.
And then in the middle of the pier, Fantasy Black Channel is the album. And those guys are wicked. They look really dorky as well. I don't know what it is about these dorky bands.
Sometimes, you know, they got a great stage presence for radio and live.
It's true. Okay, it's 1 minute to six.
All right, we're going to start wrapping up here. So first of all, second to last of all, third to last of all, I've got to give a shout out to my sweet, lovely friend Rebecca and her whole crew who made, everything from meeting at drinks at the Morrissey to cheering on Liverpool at 7 a.m. The whole Mark Farina thing that night, the Commodore, it was just a thing of beauty. The second thing I want to do is say that next coming up, of course, is Heather, who's in the house, and Queer FM is going to give it to you. That's all I'm going to say. News, views, Muse.
Muse. You got some Muse on this week, Heather?
Music. Music.
Oh, music.
Yeah, man.
All the way to 8 o'clock, and then 8 o'clock, what?
Let's see. Yeah, of course, Rhythms India, which you all love. Mondo Trasha with Maxwell.
Great guy.
Just
over the top, loving the view.
I would love him to, if he would have been the guy putting together the set.
Maxwell should have been headlining on Friday nights at the Commodore.
He put together the Queer FM soundtrack for the float last Pride Parade, and it was...
Marks out of 10 there, Heather.
Yeah,
10
come
out
on.
Of 10 for Maxwell. Maxwell was wicked queer mix, right?
And in fairness, it wasn't the Queer FM float. It was actually the full-on CITR float.
Well, when I was there, I was totally full-on, but and I was feeling pretty queer, I got to tell you.
You were looking...
Yeah, well, you know, hey, looks aren't everything. And then there's Transcendance with hosted, you know, your man.
Smiley?
Good old Smiley Mac. And not smart Alec. Yeah, and then it's fill-in.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to get out of here.
And remember, kids, if you're looking for a good meal, Three Lions Cafe, easy address to remember.
What the hell?
Now, come on, bangers and mash like you've never had before for $12.
You can one get East better Broadway. At home.
Three Lions Cafe.
You can't buy better bangers and mash than
really?
You get at home.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know, that's another thing I hate is at home, I don't get a pizza-sized, flattened-out Yorkshire pudding to put my bangers and mash.
You're going to set to this later. Somebody give me that Gloria Estefan or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, great. I really hate it when people make jokes about Gloria.
Did you bring the Piazzadora version of I Am What I Am this week, Heather? Jeez.
Till you can say, I am what I am.